may ginhawa para sa mga bulsa at bangko ng maraming Australiano matapos ang pahayag ng Australian Energy Regulator tungkol sa kanilang alok sa merkado. Inanunsyo ni Claire Savage, ang chair ng AER, ang pahayag nitong Martes, 19 ng Marso.
What we have determined today is that what our current estimates say is that we're expecting most customers, so the majority of customers on standing offer contracts, to experience price reductions. They might be quite small, all the way up to 7% for households or 9.7% for business customers. There are some customers, the remaining customers, who might have small increases. Those increases for many of them will be less than 1%, and for some Queensland residential customers could be 2.5% or just over that 2.7%.
Dagdag pa ni Ms. Savage na ang default market offer ay para sa mga customer na nasa standard retail plans.
So the default market offer is a standing offer price. It's for customers who might be on standard retail plans in Southeast Queensland, South Australia or New South Wales. There are probably about 10% of, or less than that, maybe 9% of residential customers on standing offer tariffs. It's probably about 18 to 20% of small business customers on standing offer tariffs. But the default market offer is also a reference price, so it's the price against which retailers have to advertise their plans and offers and discounts. So from that perspective, it tends to have a fairly significant impact in the market.
Ang pahayag na ito ay isang draft pa lamang na nakatakdang magkaroon ng desisyon sa Mayo matapos ang konsultasyon at ipatutupad ito sa mga energy bill mula sa Hulyo. Inaasahang magdudulot ito ng ginhawa para sa maraming Australiano kasunod ang 2 taong pagtaas ng presyo ng kuryente hanggang 40% na nagdagdag sa mga suliranin sa cost of living. Ang posibleng pagbabawa sa presyo ay resulta ng ilang mga factors, ayon kay Ms. Savage, tulad na lamang ng pagbaba sa pag-generate ng kuryente. Ikinagalak naman ni Energy Minister Chris Bowen ang pahayag, pero sinabi na marami pa ring trabaho ang kailangang gawin.
The release of the default market offer draft today by the Australian Energy Regulator shows that after the world's biggest energy crisis in 50 years, energy prices are stabilizing and there's a downward trend. Now, there's a long, long way to go, but this is encouraging news. Encouraging for those small businesses and families who will receive lower energy bills as a result. But nobody should suggest that there aren't real cost of living pressures around the world and in Australia, and energy prices are, of course, part of that and will continue to be.
Ang pagbaba ng presyo ay magdudulot din ng ginhawa sa federal na pamahalaan na nagtutulak na tuparin ang mga pangako nito bago ang eleksyon. Ayon sa plano ng Labor na Powering Australia na inilabas bago ang 2022 federal elections, inaasahang magbababa ng $275 kada taon ang mga bayarin sa kuryente sa buong bansa hanggang sa taong 2025. Sinabi naman ni Minister Bowen na masyado pang maaga para mapredikta kung magagawa ng gobyerno na maabot ang target na ito.
I'm not going to preempt next year's default market offer, but nevertheless, as I said, I regard this as encouraging, but much, much more to do. I mean, the race isn't run, and nor would anybody, I think, sensibly suggest that it is. We have more work to do. We have more work to do in getting more renewables into the system.
Gayunpaman, sinasabi ang pinakamalaking dahilan sa mga nagdaang pagtaas ng presyo ng kuryente ay hindi pa natutugunan. Ayon kay Stephanie Bashir, ang CEO ng Nexa Advisory, isang advisory firm ng clean energy, sinabi niya na dapat tugunan ng gobyerno ang isyu ng mga gastos sa network.
The larger component on the electricity bill, which makes up the 40%, is the network cost. And that is not falling. And that's due for a number of reasons. Obviously, you know, the augmentation of the network and the investments that networks have to do. But it does require scrutiny, and we do require reforms in the electricity distribution network space to make sure that these costs are reducing and consumers benefit. Overall.
Bagaman nagsimula na ang gobyerno sa kanilang plano na mag-transition o lumipat sa mas malinis na mga pinagmulan ng enerhiya, sinasabi ng ilan na maaring tumagal pa ng ilang panahon bago ito maisakatuparan. Sinabi ni Tim Buckley, direktor ng public interest think tank na Climate Energy Finance, na mayroon pa ring mga hakbang na maaring gawin para mas mapababa pa ang presyo ng enerhiya.
In the near term, what I'm calling on the state and federal governments to do is accelerate a coordinated supply response through the form of distributed energy resources.
Sinabi rin ni Ginoong Buckley, ang ilang mga pamamaraan na maaring makapagpababa sa bayarin ay tumutulong sa Australia na maabot ang kinakailangang net zero target.
Induction cookers and water heating and those sort of aspects could really drive the cost of living pressures down and permanently alleviate those issues by accelerating deployment. And that means we get off the high-priced, expensive use of methane gas, which Australia's been addicted to for the last 30, 40, 50 years. We've got to have a concerted government campaign to help consumers get through this cost of living crisis.
Gayunpaman, may magagawa rin ang mga mamamayan para mapababa ang kanilang bayarin. Mungkahin ni Stephanie Bashir ng Nexa Advisory, suriin ang merkado para makita kung sino ang nag-aalok ng mas magandang deal.
I guess the most immediate thing people can do now is shop around, and you will find that there's between 18-23% in terms of the offers discount in comparison to the DMO price that's currently going to be available from the 1st of July.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Alex Anifantis para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.